local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We start hour number three here on a Wednesday. It is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. As always, thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon and evening each and every day. I'm Joe. Austin also with me as we get you caught up on everything happening in your world today. Text line is always open, 850-437-1620. The traffic line, 850-2626-111. Starting off with our top three stories on a busy Wednesday, starting with the latest in Israel. Most of Gaza's population has been displaced as the Israel-Hamas war continues. The political leader of Hamas is in Cairo today talking with Egyptian leaders about the hostages as well as a possible ceasefire. This after Israeli President Isaac Herzog said yesterday the country is willing to engage in talks for another humanitarian pause. And last night, the UN Security Council failed to agree on a ceasefire resolution. It'll be interesting to see if one materializes over the Christmas holiday there. Couple of our top stories, two and three, involving local trial cases. The first one, the verdict is in, and it's guilty for the man accused of killing the 18-year-old mother of his child. 20-year-old Keith Agee sentenced to life in prison after being convicted of first-degree premeditated murder in the death of Brooklyn Sims.
It's rare to have such a track record on what your thoughts were, what someone's thoughts were, what they intended to do, the acts they took to do it, and the culmination of it. It's rare that a premeditated murder is literally laid out right in front of the jury.
And that audio from Channel 3 before Agee was sentenced. Back in August, Agee walked into the Home Depot on Davis Highway to confront Brooklyn Sims over a positive test for gonorrhea. He then shot and killed her when she turned to walk away from him. Prosecutors say Sims tested negative for the STD. Also, a Pensacola man today pleading guilty to the fatal shooting of Carla Williams inside Pensacola Fitness last year. 41-year-old Kenan Farrow entered that plea today and will receive the mandatory sentence of life in prison on January 25th. A December 13th hearing took place, and Judge John Simon ruled after that that Farrow was competent to stand trial, and Farrow entered the plea today. Back on May 24th of last year, Farrow walked into the gym and shot Williams, his ex-girlfriend, while she was working out. Williams is a former basketball star at Pensacola State College and had worked for the school as an associate math professor. Those are our top three stories today. It's 6:15 now, our first check of the roads and weather this hour. Austin?
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Discover. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a game-changing checking account with cashback. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. That's Discover Bank member FDIC. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, luckily not much to report on here towards the top of hour three. But if you are, for whatever reason in this area, it's pretty far out from us. But if you are traveling westbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards where you meet Avalon Boulevard, there was an accident in that area that is causing some heavy congestion there. But other than that, and a lot closer to home, we are not dealing with much congestion at all. So if you are held up at a busy intersection or on some of these longer roads, you hopefully shouldn't be held up for too long of a period of time.
All right. Thank you very much, meteorologist Alan Strum, getting us caught up on our forecast.
Chilly weather again overnight with lows down in the 40s for most coastal areas. Take it inland and it will be colder with lows potentially in the mid to low 30s. During the day Thursday, a little warmer with highs in the low 60s. Sun and clouds in the skies Thursday. We continue to have a pretty high rain chance on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. We are currently sitting at 48 degrees, 42 the overnight low tonight with mostly clear skies, sunshine, and a high of 62 tomorrow. Taking a look at some more local headlines today, a new era for Pensacola High football. As today, the Tigers announced the hiring of Wade McKinney as their next head coach. McKinney has spent the last two seasons at West Florida as an assistant and also served as Pine Forest offensive coordinator for 3 years. He'll be the fifth head coach for the program in the last five seasons, This past year, Cantrell Tyson resigned four games into the season, and Martez Wheeler, a former UWF football player, took over in an interim basis. Yesterday, pretty, I would say, controversial event happening at Pensacola's Open Books bookstore. Activist ice cream maker Ben & Jerry's teamed up with them to distribute copies of banned books. An ice cream truck was parked outside, and folks that picked up a copy of a banned book could get a free few scoops of Change the World ice cream.
I mean, we've also been in Tampa, Miami, Melbourne, didn't make it to Jacksonville because of weather, but Tallahassee. But yeah, I think Pensacola was definitely on the list because of all the issues with the school board.
That's tour manager Dan Bookmiller. I love the name Bookmiller as it relates to this story.
Fitting.
The company lures people with ice cream to get them talking about social issues. Of course, Escambia County has been at the forefront of the controversy since the state's parental rights and education law was passed. 6:18, we will take a break. When we come back, a look at our state and national headlines on Pensacola right now.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Hey, Andrew McKay here, and on the Pensacola Morning News right now, well, guess what? I'm on vacation. So Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I'll be back shortly. But in the meantime, I've got some really good, high-quality friends who are filling in for me. Anna Higgins, a great lawyer, works on life issues and lobbying. And Craig Heinzman, of course, with Marcus Baptist Church, a community outreach pastor. And also John Hutchinson, of course, formerly with Gulf Power and many other things since then. Their segments and also all of our prior stuff is available on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Beret has been there for my family, I feel like, through every milestone. And so when this stage of life started coming up, I just knew that Beret was the only option.
I came in here nervous. I saw the ring and I was like, yep, I know that's it. That's the one for her. It's beautiful. It's just as special as she is. And it means a lot more than just will you marry me. It's just something that words can't describe.
That was so cute.
From all of us at Beret Jewelers,
happy holidays.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Lindsay and Chill Out Cryo Spa wishing you a wonderful Christmas and Happy New Year.
Well, in a few weeks, Cat Country celebrates their 20th anniversary. And on behalf of the Apple Yard Agency, who's been around over 60 years, we want to wish you the happy anniversary and the best holidays possible. We love our partnership with Cat Country.
This is Heather Hurst with DR Horton wishing a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, everyone. This is Austin Price wanting to wish you both a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from News Radio 92.3.
Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
I want a hippopotamus for
for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy.
Good classic there.
I want a hippopotamus to play with.
Austin, that's one of your favorites, right?
Everyone has said that but me. I know some coworkers are like, oh, don't you like that song? No.
Yeah. Keep those suggestions or requests coming in. Text line 850-437-1620. Austin will play it whether he loves it or hates it.
Clearly.
So there you go. Let's see what's going on around the state of Florida today. How about this? A man who reportedly thought a child was possessed by a demon died after he was shot and killed by Highlands County police. Authorities say several people, including 39-year-old Richard Hamm, were burning the belongings of the 9-year-old boy yesterday. Investigators say Hamm even put the child inside the fire, but he was able to safely escape. Hamm is accused of swinging a metal rod and hitting a deputy in the head before he was fatally shot.
And the NAACP is criticizing a Florida daycare for its lesson on Rosa Parks. The parents of a black child at the daycare in St. Cloud called the NAACP after seeing pictures this month of their 2-year-old daughter portraying the civil rights icon. The girl's father says that one photo even showed her with her hands behind her back next to a white child dressed as a police officer.
I can't believe this is happening to our daughter. I was just like, there's no way they're doing this in a 2-year-old classroom. What I keep reliving in my mind is the look on our daughter's face.
Yes, another photo showed her even being fingerprinted as well. The girl's mother says that there are a million other ways that they could have taught about Parks that would have been more age-appropriate, and just professionally appropriate, really. The daycare says it deeply regrets the incident.
I'll be honest, I'm not really sure what the age-appropriate method would be for a 2-year-old.
Well, that's the thing.
Because
I think there are some things that aren't age-appropriate. Period. And racism is one of those things.
I'm just not sure that in their mind as a 2-year-old that they are going to retain anything when it comes to that. I mean, you
I don't
know,
remember
for me, it's more.
I
don't remember anything when I was 2. I did eat a bug. I think that when I was 3. I do
that
remember
guy's
that.
Ready to learn about the civil rights movement.
That's right. Exactly.
He ate
exactly.
A bug. He's ready.
I am more concerned at that age, I think, of, you know, singing my ABC song or 1, 2, 3,
yeah,
or trying to fit my circles and my star and my cubes into that little ball that has the openings for those things. Rather than the historical significance of what Rosa Parks did.
Yes. Time and place. That was not the time and place.
Yeah.
6:25 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Time for another traffic and weather update. There has not been much to report on so far this hour. We did have an accident report on Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you were traveling westbound towards where it meets Avalon Boulevard, that accident has caused congestion. It is continuing to do so, but a little bit anywhere closer to home, we're not seeing much. So if you're dealing with some issues, hopefully you will be on your way shortly.
All right, Channel 3, first warning weather.
Cool temperatures again for the overnight hours. It depends on where you are, though. Along the coastal zones, low temps will be in the 40s. Head inland, and again, mid to low 30s possible for those areas. During the day Thursday, we'll get some sun and some clouds, kind of a mix. Highs will be a little bit warmer, up in the low 60s. And jumping ahead to Christmas, again, we are calling for a high rain chance both Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, sitting at 48 degrees right now, 42 the overnight low tonight, sunny for the most part tomorrow and a high of 62. Also in state headlines today, hundreds of millions of dollars will be spent to clean up Florida waterways. Governor DeSantis announcing that over $200 million has been awarded to 27 statewide projects to reduce harmful nutrients in our waterways. The projects include septic-to-sewer upgrades, wastewater treatment projects, and stormwater projects, too.
And a Florida abortion rights group is planning to make its next move by the end of the month in its fight to get an amendment on the 2024 ballot. Floridians Protecting Freedom says it's confident it has enough signatures to qualify by the February deadline. The amendment would still need to receive approval from the state Supreme Court before voters will decide on whether to protect abortion access in the state.
Taking a look at what's happening around the nation and world, a vote on President Biden's request for Ukraine aid will have to wait until 2024, as Congress this week was unable to get an agreement done before the Christmas break there. The White House saying that negotiations are headed in the right direction, but Congress will need to act swiftly in January.
And Donald Trump says he'll swiftly file an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court after the Colorado Supreme Court ruled to ban him from the state's 2024 presidential ballot. Once the appeal is filed, Trump's name would automatically remain on the ballot until further notice. Trump had won earlier similar cases in Michigan and Minnesota.
In Eagle Pass, Texas, border agents say that on a single day last week, a record 14,000 migrants showed up. That's roughly half of the town's population.
There's more people in the pipeline, and I suspect Christmas will be worse than today, and New Year's will be worse than today. We're going the absolute wrong direction.
And Republican senators, of course, are tying any aid to Ukraine to the border crisis.
And the U.S. and Venezuela have reportedly agreed to a prisoner exchange. Reports say Venezuela has agreed to release 36 people, including at least eight of which that are Americans, in exchange for a close ally of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. CBS News reports that some of the Americans who will be released have been designated as wrongfully detained by the State Department.
The FBI says hundreds of false bomb threats made to Jewish facilities over the weekend likely came from outside of the U.S. The Anti-Defamation League says over 400 Jewish facilities have received false bomb threats over email since Saturday. The FBI says the perpetrators appear to be connected because of similar language in the emails.
And a man from Washington State is being accused of luring people to their deaths with tales of buried treasure. 40-year-old Richard Bradley is facing four murder charges for allegedly luring victims into a wooded area south of Seattle to help him find buried gold, and then he would allegedly kill them, bury them, and steal their vehicles. King County prosecutors claim that after each murder between 2019 and 2021, Bradley would take the victim's vehicle and be seen driving it around for hours or even days after the alleged crime took place.
6:29 here, right before our Fox News break, we have just a recap of our top three stories if you missed it earlier. Most of Gaza's population displaced now as the war rages on. A political leader of Hamas in Egypt talking with leaders about the hostage situation as well as a possible ceasefire. Israeli President Isaac Herzog said yesterday the country is willing to engage in talks for another humanitarian pause. A verdict today in the death of 18-year-old Brooklyn Sims. She was the one shot and killed inside the Home Depot store in August. The father of her child, 20-year-old Keith Agee, found guilty and sentenced to life in prison. Also, a verdict is in for the shooter of Carla Williams inside the Pensacola Fitness last year. 41-year-old Kenan Farrow entered a guilty plea today and will receive a mandatory sentence of life in prison on January 25th. 6:30 right now when we return, a look at what's happening around the world of sports, health, business, and science as well. Wrapping things up here on a Wednesday, Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Tom Rigotti. Several of Donald Trump's 2024 GOP presidential rivals are slamming the decision by Colorado Supreme Court to bar the former president from the ballot, citing the U.S. Constitution's insurrection clause relating to his role in the Capitol riot. Fox's Mark Meredith is in Iowa.
What's notable here is the timing. The Iowa caucus, less than a month away, and these candidates, instead of talking about the economy, talking about inflation, they're talking about Donald Trump.
The case may be decided by the Supreme Court. President Biden campaigns in Wisconsin today where he discussed Bidenomics.
While he was here, he was really trying to convince voters that his economic policies are working and making their lives better. But the problem is voters just aren't feeling it. Nearly two-thirds of voters in the new Fox News poll said they disapprove of President Biden's handling of the economy.
That's Fox's Garrett Tenney in Milwaukee. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi,
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. We're getting more details about the financial aspects of that tentative deal announced yesterday between Southwest Airlines and its Pilots Association. Union President Casey Murray says the agreement calls for pilots to get a 50% pay increase over the life of the five-year contract, the first 29% of that coming if and when the agreement is ratified. Murray says it also includes improvements in retirement benefits and scheduling practices. Sales of previously owned homes edged higher last month. The National Association of Realtors says sales rose 0.8% to a seasonally adjusted annualized rate of 3.82 million units, a bit better than what analysts had been expecting, and a little rebound also from October's 13-year low pace. Profit-taking put a notable dent in Wall Street's December rally today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average skidded 476 points. The S&P 500 lost 70, and the NASDAQ Composite tumbled 225, 1.5%. That's Your Money Now.
Looking for unique and one-of-a-kind gift ideas this holiday season? Look no further. Berman Proper, an amazing gift shop nestled in Gulf Breeze proper, has a wide selection of gifts, custom engraving, and local products. They also have one of the largest selections of coastal Christmas ornaments and decor that you need to see. Prim and Proper has gifts for everyone on your list, including yourself. Prim and Proper is located in your neighborhood Walmart shopping center in Gulf Breeze proper and online at priminproper.com.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope. So shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director, Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. In a 100-yard dash to the NFL MVP award, quarterbacks get a 50-yard head start over every other position. Brock Purdy has a good case to win the award this year, and probably will, but I don't think he should. No non-QB has won the MVP since 2012, and no wide receiver has ever won the award. Tyreek Hill and Christian McCaffrey, to me, are the two most valuable players in the NFL this season, and I hope one of them winds up winning the award. I'm Zach Gelb.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure for fast, powerful nighttime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. NyQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold, and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use as directed. 2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Excellent, excellent choice. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Christmas, Charlie Brown Christmas, man. Vince Guaraldi Trio.
Yep.
Love it.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 6:35 here, we will get another check of the roads and weather. Hasn't been much to report on in Pensacola itself. We did have an accident on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you were traveling westbound towards where Avalon Boulevard leads on to the parkway here. But while it's still causing some congestion, it does appear to be lessening some. So hopefully if you're on your way over there, it won't cause you much issues. And as for everywhere else, if you're experiencing congestion on the roads closer to home, it hopefully won't hold you up for too long.
All right. Thank you very much. 50 degrees right now, actually probably around 48, 42, the overnight low tonight. Sunshine Thursday, high of 62. Cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 48. And warming up a bit on Friday and Saturday. We'll be close to 70 degrees on Saturday. Mid-60s Friday and Saturday as well. 50 degrees for a low Friday night. Saturday night's low will be 57. Chances really returning to the forecast Sunday into Sunday night. And on Christmas Day, looking at your forecast, showers and thunderstorm likely in the morning time with a high close to 70 degrees. 6:38 right now on News Radio 92.3. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Busy day in the world of sports, right, Austin?
Yes, especially with college football. Today is the early national signing day, but it's kind of taken over as the main one. According to ESPN's rankings, Georgia currently has the top class, followed by Alabama, Oregon, Ohio State, Texas. Sounds like probably a pretty diverse lineup, especially when you got, you know, Texas and Oregon on the Pacific Coast. Sure. You know, it's like, all right, but that's all SEC and Big Ten starting next year.
Yeah.
And speaking of teams jumping ship, ESPN reports that Florida State has had renewed in-depth discussions about its future in the ACC after getting left out of the playoff. Joe, this is something you and I both saw coming from a mile away.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, it's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to be able to pull together the resources and the money that is needed to leave.
Yeah.
The exit from the ACC is like $120 million, which, you know, for any school, regardless of how big or small you are, that's not a small chunk of change. Florida State is not at the level of an Ohio State, a Texas, as far as the big alumni bases with the huge amounts of cash that are just flowing out there. Not that they're living in the poorhouse by any means.
Oh no.
But $120 million to get out of the ACC is more challenging for Florida State than it might be for some other programs that they're trying to compete with. So we'll see. I mean, it makes sense to me as if I was a Florida State fan, I would be trying, I'd be starting up any GoFundMe, smashing my piggy bank, just doing whatever I could to get the money raised to leave the ACC. Not only for the standpoint that, look, it's a two conference world that we live in now as far as college football is concerned. And when those schools are making $40 million in a year more than you, and we talk about NIL being what it is, you just talk, you know, the facilities, the stadiums, just everything that goes into the arms race of college football, it's not a level playing field when you want to be, and which you deservingly should be, recognized as one of the elites of college football. And so, I think it's big picture. Yeah, $120 million is hurting, but over the long run, it'll be worth it for sure, assuming that they can get into the Big Ten or the SEC. which is another question about whether the conferences are ready with open arms waiting for them to come. So
yeah, that's allegedly, allegedly the SEC wasn't. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. Who knows?
And men's college basketball, a lot of people aren't into college basketball until March. But if you are a regular season fan, there's multiple good games going on tonight, most notably on the triple header on ESPN. Tipped off at around 6, we had number 10 Baylor taking on number 21 Duke. That game is currently 4 minutes left in the first half, tied at 28. So that's a good game so far. After that, at 8 o'clock, it's going to be number 11 North Carolina and number 7 Oklahoma. And then after that, the late game, it's going to be Alabama, who's unranked, boo-hoo. But they're taking on number 4 Arizona, so there could be a good underdog story there.
Yeah, I'm one of those. I used to be a college basketball fan where, you know, I'd watch a couple games a week, but now I'm pretty much just March.
Yeah.
6:42 here at News Radio 92.3. Looking at some health, business, and science notes today. This one we haven't talked about yet. The IRS is granting $1 billion in relief to nearly 5 million people who owe back taxes. Here's a report from Michael Kastner.
It applies to people and businesses that didn't get automated reminders about their back taxes during the pandemic, and then those who owe less than $100,000 for 2020 and 2021. Interest is still being charged, but the failure to pay the penalty will be waived. People who already paid the penalty will get a refund. I'm Michael Kastner.
All right. Good news, bad news here if you own a Tesla. The good news is that I think you're awesome.
Gosh.
But the bad news is you're more likely to get into an accident.
I would say that's more important. No offense. I'm just saying.
All right. A recent study of 30 car brands shows that Tesla drivers had the highest accident rates over the last year. Do you think that this would just be a sense of invincibility where they, you know, because we had that story a few weeks ago where they were saying, hey, if you're in a Tesla, it's not, you know, you really do think that you're better than other people or, you know, there's that aura, right? So Tesla drivers per 1,000 drivers had 24 accidents, which was the leading brand as far as accidents go. Ram and Subaru close behind. Mercury apparently has the best drivers.
Wow.
BMW drivers were more likely to drive under the influence. So what do you make of that?
I don't know what to make of that. I will say this, though, about the Tesla drivers thing. If they do have an aura, you making a point of saying, I think you're awesome, that doesn't help. That is what strokes the ego every Tesla driver.
Am I directly responsible for these numbers? Because every time I hear the word Tesla, I say, hey, if I see you driving a Tesla, man,
you're dope. You're awesome. I think you're awesome. Yeah, that's not helping.
All
right. If it is invincibility.
I'll back off on it.
Uh-huh. All right. A study out of Princeton University is linking unaffordable rent and dying sooner. Researchers working with U.S. Census data discovered that people who paid 50% of their income on rent were 9% more likely to die over the next 20 years than people who paid just 30%. Those who shelled out 70% of their income to landlords were 12% more likely to die sooner. The Princeton team says that unaffordable rent causes people to cut back on other essential spending like food, medicine, and doctor's visits, which can impact health outcomes. And Joe, I mean, you and I were talking about this earlier, just stress. I mean,
we had a texter last hour say that, hey, you know, I've taken sociology. You have sociology. They were kind of dismissing this as, well, that's not really a cause and effect there. I would say not necessarily from the standpoint of, hey, you know, because I have so much money tied up in rent, I'm not willing to spend it on other essentials like doctor visits, things like that.
Yeah.
But I would, in, you know, kind of taking a page from Dave Ramsey. I mean, if you're paying 70% of your income towards rent, you are extremely house poor. And, you know, whether that's by choice, you know, maybe, you know, hey, I want to live in New York City. And the cost of rent is obviously much higher. So in my estimation, if somebody is paying 70% of their income in rent, I am almost assuredly saying that that person has a lot of stress tied up into their finances.
Oh, yeah.
And in turn, you know, just over the course of time, that is going to cause health issues that are kind of spawned off of that. So, I mean, I could see the connection in that sense. Now, whether it's directly related to the finances of that thing, maybe, maybe not.
It just doesn't help.
Yeah, no. Right. If you're paying 70% towards rent and you have 30% of your income for literally everything else in life, you are paycheck to paycheck. Anything that happens financially, I mean, it is just the worst thing ever. And so, no, yeah, I subscribe to that theory. I don't know if that's scientific or not, but, I mean, I believe that.
Well, just past 6:45 here, we'll get another check of the roads and weather. Not much to report on in this hour. We had an accident on Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you were heading towards that area, particularly it was traveling westbound towards Avalon Boulevard. If you were over there, it's a pretty good ways from home, but it was causing a lot of congestion. However, that has seemingly died down almost entirely. Other than that, we're not dealing with much in Pensacola and the surrounding areas. If you are dealing with some issues on the roads, it hopefully shouldn't hold you up too long.
All right. Meteorologist Alan Strum now.
Cool temperatures again for the overnight hours. It depends on where you are, though. Along the coastal zones, low temps will be in the 40s. Head inland, and again, mid to low 30s possible for those areas. During the day Thursday, we'll get some sun and some clouds, kind of a mix. Highs will be a little bit warmer, up in the low 60s. And jumping ahead to Christmas, again, we are calling for a high rain chance both Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, definitely not a white Christmas there. Temperature is going to be, you know, probably in the low 70s on Christmas Day if you're looking ahead there. But rest of the work week into Saturday doesn't look too bad. 6:47 now, taking a look at some of our pop culture notes today. A big day for Barbie fans. Ryan Gosling giving you an early Christmas gift and Austin too. See the head bob from Austin back and forth in rhythm here.
I'm as stiff as a board, but I did see in my peripheral vision you... You were jiving over there.
Yep. Well, listen, I'm just Ken. I mean, it's up for like a bunch of awards. I mean, I would say the song of the year for sure. The actor Ryan Gosling teaming up with the Barbie album producer Mark Ronson to release Ken the EP today. What does EP stand for? Do we know?
Extended play,
I believe. There we go. Featuring three new versions of the song I'm Just Ken. The new renditions include a holiday version, an acoustic version, and a dance version of the song. So there you go.
Good for people who like that. Speaking of holiday music, though, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You is claiming the top spot on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Billboard says that the iconic holiday song is the first song to top the Hot 100 for the fifth year in a row. The song was originally released in 1994 as part of Carey's Merry Christmas album. Brenda Lee's Rockin' Around a Christmas Tree has been pushed to the second spot after hitting number one on the charts 65 years after its release.
And Fandango, as we look forward to 2024, the most anticipated movies for next year are out. Topping the list is Deadpool 3. That'll probably, you know, unless something surprised that I'm just not aware of comes out.
Yeah.
Deadpool 3, probably the only time I'm in a theater in 2024.
Wow.
That stars Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. You've got Beetlejuice 2, not interested. Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, not interested. Dune Part 2, the first one sucked. And Venom 3 round out the top five. So there you go.
And listen, if you are not much of a moviegoer and you're like, hey, well, maybe I want to try something new, just come to me and Joe, Pensacola, right now.
We'll let you know. We'll give you the barometer of whether it sucks or not.
Yes. And speaking of lists that Joe despises, The Guardian put together a list of the top 25 best Christmas films. And I got to admit, I'm not a fan of this either. A Muppet Christmas Carol was number one, very controversial from the jump, followed by Tangerine. Joe and I have never heard of it. The Apartment, never heard of it. Gremlins, didn't know it was a Christmas movie. And Carol, never heard of it. Rounding out the top five, Meet Me in St. Louis. Joe, you said you've watched that and it's all right.
Oh, yeah. We love Meet Me in St. Louis. It's Judy Garland. Now, there is some debate whether it is a Christmas movie or not. My wife says that it's not. It most certainly is. The movie is the debut of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, sung by Judy Garland.
Gotcha.
So that's definitively makes it a Christmas movie. Yeah, I like it.
And a little bit further down is It's a Wonderful Life. I know how you feel about that one. That one's all right. And Elf is number 9. That's like literally flip this list upside down, and it would be like my rankings for like based on favoritism and familiarity just all around. One thing they did get right, according to Joe,
yes,
is A Christmas Story is not anywhere near the top 25. Joe,
yeah,
you are in the heavy, heavy minority when it comes to that. You just now said that this list stinks,
it does.
Oh, nice job, Guardian. You got Christmas Story off. Doesn't even make any sense. Do you love it or do you not?
Listen, I'm just saying there's a narrow road, and that's the road that I'm on.
Okay,
6:53, final break this hour. Wacky Story is good news to finish up a Wednesday edition of the program next.
The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event wraps up the year at Pete Moore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Pete Moore Imports today. It's never been easier to bring a shiny new Volkswagen home for the holidays. All you have to do is just sign your name. There's no down payment, no security deposit, nothing due at signing, and no first month payment. How much easier could it be? Just sign your name and you'll be driving a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos home today. And as the new year comes to close, Pete Moore Imports wishes everyone a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. Pete Moore Imports is not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
That's Mike saying good morning. It's the best he can do right now. Yeah, not a cloud in the sky. What Mike could use is a fresh start. And Irish Spring Body Wash. The fresh scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds are just the reset Mike needs. Now he's ready
to go to work.
It's Sunday. Irish Spring. When the spring hits you, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring today.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 6:55 here. We will get one last check of the roads and weather before we send you all on your way. There has not been much to report on in Pensacola and the surrounding areas as of recently, so if you are dealing with some slight congestion on the roads wherever you may be, hopefully it should not hold you up too long.
All right. Final check of the weather here on a Wednesday. We are sitting currently at 48 degrees, 42 the overnight low tonight. Sunshine and some clouds mixed in tomorrow. A bit warmer, 62 than we've seen the last couple of days. Mostly cloudy overnight tomorrow night with a low of 48. Up to 64 Friday with mostly cloudy skies. Saturday up to close to 70 and setting the stage for some rainy weather moving in mainly late Saturday into Sunday, and Christmas Day looking like we're going to have some rain there as well. 657 here at News Radio 92.3. Slim Jim wants its car back. The customized yellow and orange Nissan Z that promotes the brand was reportedly stolen over the weekend. The car is known as Fast Meat. It was on a Chicago to L.A. tour with the WWE. LAPD says anybody that has information about the car to give them a call.
And three Texas jail guards are accused of taking bribes from a drug cartel to smuggle cell phones, heroin, and fentanyl into the state's prisons. The deadly narcotics were sprayed onto paper, which was then sold to inmates for $1,000 a sheet. A federal investigation found that the guards were pocketing thousands of dollars.
And some good news to finish up here. A Sacramento man stumbled into a gold mine when he discovered his father's old baseball cards in the attic. John says his father, Red, kept more than 600 cars that date from 1919 to 1926 inside of a tobacco tin. The cards include over 20 Babe Ruths alone, along with some Ty Cobbs, some Shoeless Joe Jacksons. John putting them up for auction soon. Experts say they'll fetch into the high six figures. If I could give some advice to John, it would be to keep one or two of them, maybe one of the Babe Ruths the not as good condition one. You know, obviously, the better condition, the higher the money. Keep one of the Babe Ruths, maybe a Ty Cobb or a Shoeless Joe, just to have, that connection with your father. Certainly, you know, sell the rest. Take care of yourself financially. I think you'll want that connection to your dad and be able to pass that down to somebody else in your family as you get older. So that would be my advice there. Yeah. 6:59. Do we have our outro music? Is it?
Well, I noticed you did this before we went to break earlier. You said 6:53 when it wasn't even 6:52 yet. It just now hit 6:58.
Okay. Well, my clock's messed up then because it says 6:59.
I was like, well, when we went to break, I'm like, 6:53. What's he talking about?
Okay.
But yeah. No. We're good. Well,
I'm not sure what the deal is with that.
Well, I was going to ask you this though. Anyway, so we've got. Yeah. It's good that we got time to do
sure.
it.
Sure.
You said that he should keep a couple of these cards to remember his father.
Right.
So, and I would have requested that as well, or recommended that. But so his father is dead.
Yes.
Like, okay. Yep. Well, I know it says he kept old cards, but you know, it was like, I figured he was dead because it doesn't say it on the script, but it does say he stumbled into ones that his father had held on to. And now that he's talking about auctioning them off, it's like, I'm assuming dad's not in the picture.
Right.
But okay. Yes. Then definitely you got to keep some of those for some sentimental value.
Yeah, for sure. All right. I hear the music now. So that's good news. I'm not sure. Our clock here in the newsroom is off by about a minute and a half.
All right.
So I'm sorry for throwing you off there. All right. Well, I'm out for the next week or so. Gonna enjoy my Christmas, my first Christmas with my little girl.
Yep.
So we got a lot of Christmas movies to watch. A lot of most of our shopping is done. We got a lot of wrapping to do. I'm in the fantasy football semifinals this weekend, so I'm gonna get my heart broken this week as I do every single year. But looking forward to a great weekend. Austin, any big Christmas traditions that you have planned here?
No, we're just gonna celebrate Christmas at my aunt's house, just like we always do.
Very cool.
And when should we expect you back? The
27th? Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. Gotcha.
All right. Well, to everybody out there, thanks so much for tuning in, listening to us each and every day. You all have a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you next week.